And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I said, Here I am, send me. Isaiah 6:8. Hi, I'm Rob West. The news from the Middle East can feel overwhelming, but our hope in Christ calls us to act. Today, Maile Melki from Heart for Lebanon joins us to share how you can help protect young women and girls facing crisis. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, you've probably heard us say it before. We love shining a light on the incredible work of our trusted ministry partners. It's one of the great joys of this program, celebrating how God is moving around the world and inviting you to join in kingdom work that's changing lives. Well, one partner we're especially honored to support is Heart for Lebanon. This year, their mission is focused on rescuing some of the most vulnerable young girls and women facing the harsh realities of early marriage, trafficking, child labor, and even violence. Maile Melki, Strategic Engagement Manager with Heart for Lebanon, is joining us now after just returning from Lebanon to share more. And what a privilege to have you back with us today, Maile.
Thanks so much for having me, Rob. It's always a joy to share about the work that God is doing in Lebanon.
Well, I can't wait to talk about it today. And Maile, having grown up in Lebanon, I know this ministry is deeply personal for you. I'd love for you to begin by sharing why reaching our goal to support these young women through Heart for Lebanon is so vital and what kind of real on-the-ground impact it can make in their lives.
Absolutely, Rob. Right now, the urgency is at its highest that it's ever been. The Lebanon today is different than the Lebanon that I grew up in, and that's because of the immense tragedies and compounded crises that the country has gone through. And the people group that has suffered the most are girls ages 13 to 21, with no legal recourse or anyone to protect them unless they have some male figure in their family to vouch for them. So many bad decisions are being made on their behalf. And that's why we're here today, Rob, because I truly believe that these girls will change the country, the Middle East, but most importantly, the church and its kingdom impact in that part of the world.
Maile, very specifically, I know you've identified 500 at-risk young women who need our help. So far, through the partnership of listeners to this program, we've been able to get about half of that number into your ministry there at Heart for Lebanon. But time is running short. We have just till the end of the month as we try to close out this opportunity. We're looking for support for these other 250 girls and young women. That's just under $10,000. Now, these are some pretty concrete numbers, so it's clear this has been thoughtfully planned. I'd love for you, though, to just break this down a bit more for us.
I'd be more than happy to. You know, every gift of $114 helps introduce three young women to Jesus. As they begin to understand what their value is in him, you will be preventing things like early child marriage, child labor, gender-based violence and exploitation. And every investment provides safe spaces, mentorship, Christian-based counseling, educational and empowering tools that are all based on biblical character traits and life skills, advocacy, and social awareness. We also offer vocational and skill training. But most importantly, we offer spiritual guidance and Christ-filled communities, which are much needed in Lebanon today. We share the gospel and the love of Christ with these vulnerable young souls. And many have accepted Christ in their land today where they are. Wow. But that also has consequences to their own personal lives, Rob. But today you can open the door to Heart for Lebanon's ministry for three girls who are at risk for early marriage, labor, and exploitation. But knowing we still have a few hundred more to go, just as you mentioned, but we hope you will be as generous as you can today by investing now at faithfi.com/Lebanon, or you can simply text the word faith. That's the word faith to the number 98656, and we will immediately return a link to your mobile device where you can give securely online.
Well, I'm so excited about this opportunity. You know, in this program, our heart's desire is that we use money as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. And one of those purposes is to give generously in the name of Jesus to solve some of the world's greatest problems. And I can't think of one more on the heart of God than this. Partner with us to reach these additional 250 young girls in the name of Jesus to give them the confidence to stand boldly around their identity in Christ. FaithFi.com/Lebanon is the website, FaithFi.com/Lebanon. Back with Maylee Melky after this. Stay with us.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. Here's a little parenting math for all you fellow parents. This is what I call the kid chaos quotient. It's the number of kids present times the inverse of their average age divided by the size of space they're confined in. Or, more simply put, more kids, more chaos. But you don't have to be the parent of young kids for life to feel chaotic. Modern life can feel out of control for anybody, and when it does, it's hard to make time for God. If that resonates with you today, consider these words from Psalm 131. I have calmed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child with its mother is my soul within me. And your soul needs that today. We all do. Anchor Devotional can help. Try it out today. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
We don't have to be like the 10 that said it can't be done, it's too big, the giants are too big. We need to be like Joshua and Caleb and say, you know what, there are giants. This is a massive problem. When you have a nation that is ignorant of the principles that produce a free society, start where you can. It's the only way I know. It's a little bit at a time.
Join Walker Wildman and Rick Green as they tackle today's issues from a biblical and a constitutional perspective. At the Core, 1 p.m. Central weekdays on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Wondering who Faith and Finance recommends as a banking partner that aligns with Christian values? It's Christian Community Credit Union. When you open a high-yield checking, savings, or Visa cashback card, you'll help advance the gospel when making everyday transactions. Visit faithfi.com/banking and use code FAITHFI when you sign up. That's faithfi.com/banking with code FAITHFI. Membership eligibility required. Each account is insured up to $250,000. This institution is not federally insured.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. With me today, Maylee Melky from Heart for Lebanon. She's joining us today to talk about an incredible opportunity we have for you, and that is to partner with us to reach, we're looking for 250 more young women to be reached in the name of Jesus. These are some of the most vulnerable young girls and women facing the harsh realities of early marriage, trafficking, child labor in violence in the Middle East. And Heart for Lebanon is reaching them with the hope that only Jesus can provide, with a safe place, with counseling, with community to support these young girls so they can then stand boldly with their identity in Christ. Our goal, 500 young women reached by June 30th. We're halfway there. So we're looking for you to come alongside us and Heart for Lebanon between now and the end of the month to reach these additional 250 young women. $114 helps to introduce three women to Jesus as they understand their value to him. And in doing so, in giving, you'll be helping to prevent things like early marriage and labor and exploitation. It's just under $10,000 that we're looking for to reach these additional 250 girls. You can help us at faithfi.com/Lebanon. That's faithfi.com/Lebanon. Now, I'd love to talk, Maylee, a bit more about this, and I know you've just returned from Lebanon, but tell our listeners what role the support plays in helping you and the team at Heart for Lebanon reach these vulnerable girls.
You know, simply put, Rob, we just cannot do this without the faithful prayers and financial support of God's people all around the world. We realize it takes an invisible army for us to be able to witness that one life changed on the field. But practically speaking, if we don't have the funds to reach these girls, they are at an increased risk every day of not being a part of our ministry and therefore remaining in real danger of things like sex trafficking, gender-based violence, and early childhood marriage.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And that's why we're so delighted to partner with you. And from a practical sense, we want you to know that this is a ministry that we have high confidence in, not only because we know the leaders of this organization personally, but they have incredible financial integrity from places like Charity Navigator and Ministry Watch and ECFA. And we praise God for that. But Maylee, it's hard for us to imagine here in America that young girls in Lebanon are not just valued like they should be. And I know Hoda Melki, the wife of Camille Melki and one of Heart for Lebanon's co-founders, has spent her entire life in Lebanon. And I'd love for you, our listeners, to listen as she talks about how important it is that these girls realize how precious they are to Jesus.
The mentality in general in the Middle East, more so in the Islamic communities, is they look down at the girls. They're not important. They are confident that there's nothing good comes out of them. They are nothing. They are good only for making babies. And I have so many women and girls that I met and I get to know personally at Heart for Lebanon that tells you how important for us at Heart for Lebanon to educate and train and love and show the girls how precious they are.
Wow, that's incredible. Maylee, I'd love for you to walk our listeners through how Heart for Lebanon is meeting these girls' needs and specifically the transformation you're seeing as a result of the support being given.
Yeah, you know, Rob, just simply put, we're offering education, counseling, and two church communities that Heart for Lebanon has planted to plug them in and to grow in their walk with Christ. And that's what you're doing today, is helping them be exposed to education and Christian counseling and church communities. But really, it is at its core introducing them to their Lord and their Savior. You know, I was in Lebanon 2 weeks ago, Rob, and one of our teachers came up to me and she said, "Iman accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior." And we sat down and I wanted to know more. I said, "How did this happen?" And I know Iman, she's 12 years old. She comes from a Muslim background and a very, very difficult refugee community. And she shared how Iman was forced to work at the age of 12 before and after she's in our center and school, and only to make $20 the entire month. And all that $20 goes to fund her dad's cigarettes and her brother's candy and stuff like that. Very abusive family situation that she lives in. But that yet Iman, after one of the chapel sessions, decided to ask more about who this Jesus person is. And with tears, she said, "I want to accept him as my Lord and Savior. I know he's going to change my heart from within. I know maybe immediately my mom and dad won't change my circumstances, but he will change who I am. And I know that he will be with me despite the difficult circumstances." And that's what you're doing today. You're giving Iman the opportunity to keep going to school, to receive this ongoing Christian counseling, to help her be plugged into this church community that eventually we pray and we hope her entire family will be a part of. There's nothing greater than eternal hope and restoring girls' image in who they are and their dignity in Jesus Christ.
Wow. And that hope that only comes in Jesus changes everything. We certainly know that. Maylee, Heart for Lebanon is carrying out this vital kingdom work in a deeply challenging place. And here at Faith and Finance, we want to make sure that all of these young girls are able to be a part of this ministry that God is using to transform lives. And it's the generosity of our faithful listeners and supporters that makes it all possible. So I'd love for you just to take a moment. And with this goal before us, we're on our way to reaching 500 young women and girls. Half of those have already been funded. We're looking for an additional 250 girls to be reached. It's less than $10,000, folks. But specifically, how can our listeners take part in this mission?
First and foremost, prayer, Rob. Prayer is the most important thing. You know, we prayed for Nezha for years. She is a mom who was forced into early child marriage at an early age, thought about taking her own life, and we prayed for her. And now she has accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. She attends one of our vulnerable women Bible studies, and her daughter is actually one of those young girls that we are wanting to target today with your help. So yes, prayer is the most important thing, but also, yes, financial support is needed, as we still have about 250 of those 500 girls that we want to help that are standing at the doors of Heart for Lebanon's ministry. Only $114 opens the door, Rob, to Heart for Lebanon's ministry of education, counseling, and spiritual development for three girls who are at an increased risk of early marriage, child labor, gender-based violence, and exploitation. Perhaps you're listening to us today and you say, I can do more. Perhaps you can do $950. That would reach 25 of the girls that God has put on our heart, of these vulnerable girls who the Lord is calling us, leading us to help. But whatever God calls you to do today, we are so grateful. I want you to know that our entire team is so grateful for you. We're so grateful for you even considering partnering and praying with us. And this partnership with Faith and Finance means a lot to the girls in Lebanon today.
Well, it's a true privilege, Maylee, to partner with Heart for Lebanon in such meaningful kingdom work. I'm so thankful for your time today. You clearly have a passion and a heart for this ministry. God is using you, Maylee, and it's an honor to walk alongside you in that work.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's always a blessing.
All right. That's Maylee Melke, Strategic Engagement Manager with Heart for Lebanon. Remember, folks, $114 brings Heart for Lebanon's Ministry of Education, Counseling, and Spiritual Development to three more at-risk girls in Lebanon. 250 still to reach. Go to faithfi.com/Lebanon. That's faithfi.com/Lebanon. Or text the word FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Back with your calls after this. Stay with us.
Hey, if you've never heard of AFA Stream, let me tell you about it. It's video streaming that goes beyond just entertainment. Yeah, there are shorts and feature films for all ages, but they're all backed by scriptural themes. You'll also find resources to help you grow closer to God, along with documentaries like Culture Warrior, the story of Don Wildman and the founding of AFA. There's a lot of free content, but if you become a Great Commission partner, you'll unlock much more. Check it out today at stream.afa.net.
Healthcare is complicated. It doesn't have to be. If you don't love how your health insurance works, maybe it's time to leave traditional health insurance behind. Take charge of your healthcare with Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM offers you flexibility. Enroll anytime. Choose your own provider and select the program that fits your needs and budget. CHM is the original faith-based way of taking care of your medical bill costs. Learn more at chministries.org/faithfi.
This weekend on The Stand Radio, we'll hear how the Baptist Children's Village is making a difference in the lives of boys and girls who've come out of difficult circumstances.
These kids, on their worst day, are crying out, "Love me, please help me." They may not voice that to you, they may not say that to you in those words, but they're saying through their actions, "Please love me, please don't turn away from me."
The Stand Radio, Saturdays at 4 and Sundays at 8 p.m. Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
American Family Association President Tim Wildman.
Dad was concerned about the direction America was headed, and he was determined to do something about it. Maybe that describes you today. If it does, I want to strongly encourage you to consider a charitable gift annuity to American Family Association Foundation.
Call the AFA Foundation at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Boy, what a treat to have Maylee Melke here today. We're so thankful for our partnership. It only runs through the end of June, and so if you would consider partnering with us, as of today, we've reached 293 girls and young women, 207 to go, so we're nearly at 60% of our goal. We've got about 11 days to finish that up. If you want to help us cross the finish line with one gift, $8,000 would do it, but better yet, a lot of you coming to the table every $114 introduces three at-risk girls to Jesus in Lebanon through the Ministry of Heart for Lebanon. That helps prevent early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift to our ministry partner, Heart for Lebanon, can make an eternal difference. Two ways to take a next step and be a part of this. Text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 98656. Let me say that. Text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, FAITH, to 98656, or just go to faithfi.com/Lebanon. That's faithfi.com/Lebanon, and you can get on board today. All right, the rest of the show is yours. We want to tackle whatever is on your mind and your financial life today, helping you live as a wise and faithful steward. That's our goal each day, to do that with theological rigor. We want to take you into God's Word and be true to the counsel of Scripture. We want to seek God's wisdom in all that we do. We want to be an encouragement to you. We want to give you practical advice that's wise and helpful. We realize we've all made mistakes along the way. This is about you coming in, inviting us into your story, and the opportunity for me to share some practical counsel with you, again, rooted in Scripture. So whatever you're thinking about in your financial life today, maybe it's debt that you've just really struggled paying off. Perhaps it's staying on budget. You just can't figure out how to do that. I realize things are more expensive now than ever before. Perhaps it's wealth transfer, and how do you deal with the kids, and what's the right amount to leave behind? Maybe it's investing or giving. Whatever is on your mind today, go ahead and call right now. We've got some lines open, and we'll begin tackling those questions here in just a moment. That number to call, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We'll look forward to tackling your financial questions here in just a moment. In the news today, well, the Federal Reserve announced that it will keep interest rates unchanged despite public pressure from President Trump for a rate cut. Trump argues high rates hinder growth, while Fed Chair Jerome Powell says economic uncertainty, especially surrounding tariffs, warrants caution. This decision keeps borrowing expensive. Credit card rates remain above 20%. Auto loans, the average now 7.3% for new cars, 11% for used ones. And 30-year mortgage rates hover near 6.9%. While these high rates frustrate borrowers, they're rewarding savers, many of whom are earning still 4% or higher in high-yield accounts. That's high-yield savings or money markets. In short, borrowing remains challenging and financing large purchases remains expensive. But retirees and diligent savers are benefiting from these elevated returns. Experts suggest avoiding high-interest debt and, when possible, shop around for savings accounts offering the best rates. This is also a good reminder to try to keep that credit score up as much as you can. That will certainly help for you to tap into, where possible, any opportunity to take advantage of incentivized rates that are lower for the top tier of borrowers. what is the perspective on this as Christ followers? Well, while interest rate headlines can spark anxiety, we're reminded in Philippians 4:6 to bring our fears and concerns to God. You know, financial challenges, whether rising loan payments or delayed home buying dreams, are opportunities to trust in God and His provision. High rates may limit spending because this just creates a challenging environment, but it can also teach us contentment. We see that clearly in 1 Timothy 6, and it can teach us discipline. God isn't bound by economic cycles. He invites us to steward wisely and give generously and rest in the assurance that our treasure is in Him and not the market. So take heart with that today. Seek the counsel of Scripture. Renew your mind in God's Word. And to the extent that the 24-hour news cycle has you a bit anxious, perhaps turn down the noise of the world and turn up God's voice in your life. All right, in just a moment, we're going to begin taking your calls and questions. Now is the time to call 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. We do have a few lines open. I will tackle a couple of emailed questions. These come into us regularly. We try to get to them when we can. I'm going to begin with those today while the calls are coming in. This one from Norma. I'm receiving an inheritance and also purchasing part of my dad's estate. I'd like guidance on the best way to manage both the income and the purchase. Norma, when you have a significant moment like this one, not just financially, but emotionally, you have to really think and pray through it. You're receiving an inheritance and stepping in to help preserve part of your father's legacy. That's a privilege, and I think it's worth approaching with care. I would say first, take your time. You don't need to rush into any decision. Give yourself space to process. You know, sometimes clarity comes with a little distance. Treat the two opportunities separately. So the inheritance is a gift. You're going to want to think through how to honor the Lord with it. Maybe it includes giving or saving or paying off debt. The purchase is an investment. So be sure, as kind of the second piece of this separately, be sure that it makes sense financially. Don't let emotion push you into terms that strain your budget. And you don't have to do this alone. So a next step that would be wise would be to meet with a financial advisor to help build a plan and an estate attorney or CPA to review the purchase agreement, especially if other family members are involved. I'd recommend, of course, working with a professional who shares your values. Just head to faithfi.com and click Find a Professional to look for someone with the Certified Kingdom Advisor designation. But hopefully that gives you, Norma, a few things to think about as you step into this opportunity. And we're so sorry to hear about your dad's passing. All right, let's head to the phones today. A few lines open still, 800-525-7000. We're going to do that right after the break. Our first caller will be Jeremy in Arkansas, and then we'll make our way through the rest of the calls. So if you have something you're wrestling with in your financial life, now's the time to call. Right after this break, we're going to start tackling these questions. We'll get to as many as we can in the remainder of the broadcast. That number again, 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, helping you live as a wise and faithful steward. We'll be right back.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Since 1994, Timothy Plan has shared good news with investors and advisors by offering faith-honoring mutual funds and exchange-traded funds. More information is at timothyplan.com. The investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses are contained in the prospectus and summary prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners Limited and ETFs distributed by Foreside Funds Services, LLC. Investing involves risks, including possible loss of principal.
It's clear that the world is full of suffering. The question is, why does God allow tragic events that make Him, in the world's eyes, look uncaring and cruel? And what does God expect from His people when calamity strikes? John MacArthur has answers in a series that counters the world's lies about God's character. Join him for a compelling half hour on Grace to You.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. financial wisdom for living well. SoundMindInvesting.org.
Right now, more people than ever are looking for biblical wisdom to navigate their finances, and you can help meet that need. When you become a FaithFi partner, you're equipping believers to trust God, steward His resources well, and live with kingdom purpose. Partners receive early access to our newest resources, our quarterly Faithful Steward magazine, and the pro version of the FaithFi app. Become a FaithFi partner with your gift of $35 a month or $400 a year at faithfi.com/partner.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Feeling burdened by credit card debt? As faithful stewards, we are called to manage our finances wisely. Christian credit counselors can help with a debt management program that allows you to pay off debt up to 80% faster, while honoring your commitments with integrity. Don't let debt hold you back from the life God has planned for you. Take the first step toward peace and financial freedom today. Visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. You know, AFR is all about the gospel. It's also about helping you live out a biblical worldview. Once you surrender your life to Jesus, how do you live out an understanding of Scripture as it relates to every domain of your life? That certainly includes, as it relates to this broadcast, our journey with money, God's good gift to us as stewards to manage for His glory and for His purposes, so we can enjoy it and provide for ourselves and those that we love, so we can give it away to join God where He's at work, and as an expression of our gratitude and as an act of worship, but also to invest. And I would say invest strategically in a way that aligns with God's purposes, that loves our neighbor and promotes human flourishing. Well, that's what we focus on each day on this broadcast. Let's do that with your questions. We've got three lines open, 800-525-7000. To Arkansas, Jeremy, thanks for your patience. Go right ahead.
Hey, Brother Rob, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for your call, bud.
I've been struggling. I went through a divorce last year, and it just left with a lot more finances and three kids to take care of. She's taking care of one of them, but I just can't quite figure out how to get out of this little debt that I'm in. And some of these credit places I've called say that I'm not $10,000 or more, so they can't help me. And I just was wondering, how do I go about paying off these high interest five credit cards that I have?
Yeah.
And getting free of that. There's got to be a way to do it.
Absolutely, there is, Jeremy. And I'm so sorry to hear about the challenges you've gone through. I'm sure this is a weight that you've been bearing. When you've been calling, and I do have a solution, but I'm just curious, when you've been calling them, you've been calling each creditor directly, and what is it you were asking for?
I don't know. Okay. I just...
Yeah, no problem.
I'm trying to figure out how to pay it off properly.
I don't know how much
credit counseling thing costs. But.
Yeah, so that is going to be the solution. So really, there's three options, unless you're just paying it yourself and like snowballing it, where you go smallest to largest balance. You know, dialing back your spending plan, freeing up as much margin as you can, and then just tackle that smallest balance till it's gone and move right down the line. But once you get about $4,000 in credit card debt, that's where credit counseling comes in. I don't like debt settlement where you stop paying, let them get into arrears or into collection, which trashes your credit, and then try to negotiate a reduced payoff. I would avoid that at all costs. I don't like a debt consolidation loan where you roll it up into one new loan. Debt management is my preferred option. So we leave the cards right where they are. Each of your creditors offers a credit counseling rate in their credit counseling program. And so that varies by creditor, but it's typically somewhere between 0 and 10%, which is a lot better than what you're probably paying now with, you know, 20% plus. And so you have to go through a nonprofit credit counseling agency. We recommend, and thousands of our listeners have used Christian Credit Counselors. And the combination of that one level monthly payment to Christian Credit Counselors that they then pass on to each of your creditors, combined with the lower interest rate, will help you pay off your debt up to 80% faster and honor those obligations in full. So that would be the direction I would go. ChristianCreditCounselors.org is the website. They're all believers. They'll evaluate each of your credit cards. And then, you know, if you enroll all of them in the program, you would just now make one payment to Christian Credit Counselors. You'd no longer send anything direct to those creditors. And I think that will get you moving in the right direction, probably take some pressure off, because now you'll know you're actually making progress toward paying these things off, and you'll save a bundle of interest in the process. But do you have any questions on that or further thoughts?
So just go to a website. What's it called?
It's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, ChristianCreditCounselors.org.
Awesome. Thank you. I will do that today.
All right, Jeremy, we appreciate your call. Hey, call us back and let us know kind of how this turns out. We would love to hear from you. And listen, the Lord is there to, you know, near you in this difficult season. He's walking alongside you. Just lean into that. You know, I appreciate your desire on top of everything else to be a wise steward. And hopefully we can be an encouragement to you along the way as well. So call anytime. Let's head to North Carolina. Hi, Terry. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for your call.
My call.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. My question is, my mother is living with me. She moved from Texas to North Carolina. She sold everything, sold her house. She has like two bank accounts and an investment account. And my question, two things. Do I have to change my power of attorney? And the second one is, does she have to have a will when she just has those? She sold her house and she has some income, you know, that comes in to her bank accounts, and then I'm just trying to manage her finances, you know, like a an investment account.
Yes,
she definitely
yes.
gets some advice on what to do.
Very good. Yeah, let's tackle both of those. So first of all, regarding the power of attorney, although a power of attorney executed in Texas is generally recognized in North Carolina, there can be some practical challenges. Financial institutions or other entities in North Carolina may be unfamiliar with Texas documents or may require additional verification. So I would say updating that POA to a North Carolina version, or at the very least having an attorney there in North Carolina take a look at it, I think, you know, perhaps could allow you to, in a much easier way, manage your mother's affairs locally. And it's, you know, particularly important if that Texas POA was created before some recent legal updates and may not meet North Carolina's current standards. So I think that's worth a visit to an estate planning attorney there locally. If you don't have one, you could go to our website, faithfi.com, click find a professional, and any of those CKAs could make a referral to you. With regard to the will, the challenge is your power of attorney becomes invalid upon her death. So if your mother wants to ensure that her, you know, personal, you know, effects and assets and property, including checking and savings accounts, are distributed according to her wishes after her passing, she does need that will. Without a will, her estates would be distributed according to the intestacy laws of North Carolina or the state where she resides, and that may not reflect her personal preference. So I would say, yes, she does need a will as well, because that's going to cover anything that doesn't have a beneficiary designation attached to it or anything that's not in a trust, and it doesn't sound like she has one. Does all that make sense, though?
Yes, it does. Okay. Well, that's kind of what I wanted to do. I didn't know if she really needed a will because she sold her house. She does have some income that comes in every month, you know, from pensions and retirement. And then just having the investment account, you know, I'm a beneficiary on that. So I just didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably not going to be a whole lot to it. But it just will speed things up and ensure that everything goes exactly where she wants, because anything, whether it's furniture or jewelry or anything that doesn't have that beneficiary designation, is going to need a will if you want to ensure that it, in a more efficient manner, passes as she intends. So I think that would be worth it. Maybe you do that at the same time that you update that POA. And, you know, it'd be a good time to look at a living will as well for end-of-life decisions, and even a healthcare surrogate, which would be different for you if that's the person she wants to make decisions on her behalf related to medical in particular. So I would tackle those at the same time. Terry, I hope that helps. We appreciate your call today. May the Lord bless you. Thanks for being on the program. Well, we're going to take another break. When we come back in our final segment, we've got room for a few more phone calls. We'll be talking to Garth in Alabama, and perhaps your question. If you've got a question today, something you're wrestling with in your financial life, we'd love to weigh in. Just call right now. The team is standing by. You'll get right through. 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio, and we'll be right back.
The term providence means God's superintending care over his creation.
America's Providential History with Stephen McDowell.
God is at work performing his will in history. And so through this podcast, we're going to be taking a look at the providence of God in the history, and in particular in the history of America.
America's Providential History, available now on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Life can be hard, but we have to keep our eyes focused on Jesus. I'm Christy Graham, host of On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, and I want to encourage you in your walk with God. Listen each week as we go behind the scenes of our work around the world. You'll be challenged and encouraged in your own faith as you hear how God is actively changing lives. Join us for On the Ground with Samaritan's Purse, Sundays at 8:30 a.m. Central, right here on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Jesus said, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today, put your heart into something that makes an eternal impact. Heart for Lebanon is sharing the gospel and protecting girls from early marriage, child labor, and violence. Your gift of $114 helps reach 3 at-risk girls with hope and a brighter future. Give generously. Text FAITH to 98656. That's FAITH to 98656. Or visit faithfi.com/Lebanon.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. On our final segment today, I've got room for perhaps one or two more questions. 800-525-7000. Call right now. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Garth. Go ahead.
Yes, how you doing? I appreciate you taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Basically, my mother was kind enough to give us a house at her passing, and so we've just sold it, and I wanted to hold it, but it had a pool, so I didn't feel comfortable renting it. But I'm looking for investments that can keep up with inflation, hopefully even get ahead of inflation.
Yes, sir. I appreciate that. Well, it sounds like you've done a great job here, Garth. No debt, steady income, solid savings. Now you've sold your mother's home, and I agree that was a blessing. And you've got a couple hundred thousand to invest. And the key is always to match your money to your goals. And I would say those goals should be informed by your values as a Christ follower. So your goals and your time horizon. So maybe here's a framework to think about this. First of all, we want to preserve what you've built. So at 72, we don't want to take big risks. We want to consider keeping part of the funds in safe, accessible places like high-yield savings or CDs or short-term bond funds for emergency needs. I'd have somewhere between 6, months. You could go as high as 12 months in this season of life and expenses in those type of safe, accessible places. Now, you may already have that separate from this $200,000, and if so, that's great. And then second, you're looking, you know, for income and stability. And so you could allocate a portion to conservative income investments like dividend-paying stocks or a bond ladder. You know, some people use annuities. These aren't my favorite choice just because they lock up the money. They're complex. And you know, they often will have high fees, but you know, if the goal is safety and cash flow, they can be a tool. And then I think the third objective, and you reference this, is growth for the long term. The idea being you want to outpace inflation. So even in retirement, you know, we need to plan for you to live another 30 years if that's the Lord's will and he tarries. So it's wise to keep some invested in a balanced portfolio. Typically, I take the number 110, subtract your age, and then that's the portion I would put in stocks. So in your case, that'd be about 40% of this, let's say $200,000. So that would be, you know, 80,000 in stocks, and then you'd put the balance 60% in bonds or the more safe types of investments. In your case, on 200,000, you know, that would be 120,000. You could also consider tax efficiency as you look at this, and so that might be municipal bonds or something that's tax free. The other option would be, you know, if you don't have an advisor, you could connect with a certified Kingdom advisor that could help look over and provide some financial planning as needed for the kind of your whole financial life, and then perhaps manage, probably in a similar way to just what I described, manage this couple hundred thousand for you so you don't have to, you know, worry about making those individual investment decisions. But give me your thoughts on all that.
Yeah, well, I looked at maybe a portfolio strong in the annuity paying stock, and because we do have a couple that have been doing real well, but I'm not sure about the bond or just how that works.
But, yeah. Well, with you know, the amount of money you're talking about, typically you would use, you know, U.S. investment grade bonds, maybe some treasuries, perhaps some high quality corporate bonds. Often what will happen is you'll use a bond fund. So you might use a medium term bond fund. And you know, that would allow you to have a basket of bonds, that are high quality, pay a good income, you know, and as interest rates come down, which, you know, I believe they will, you know, here in the back half of the year, the Federal Reserve chairman yesterday was saying he's still expecting 2 rate cuts this year. We'll see. A lot of it has to do with the tariffs and inflation, but as rates come down, and they will at some point in the near future, you know, those bond prices would increase. So that could be a good option. And again, an advisor could help you do all of this. You could go to faithfi.com, click find a professional, and interview a few CKA, Certified Kingdom Advisors there in Alabama, and find one that's a good fit. Or you could manage it yourself and just kind of construct the portfolio in the way that I mentioned.
The annuities you mentioned, is that where you do the insurance? Basically, you buy an insurance policy and you tie up your money for 6 months so they can invest it. And is that basically describing the annuity?
Yeah. So essentially, annuities, you know, are a financial product, usually from an insurance company, that lets you turn a lump sum of money eventually into an income stream. And there's a couple of types of annuities. So there's a fixed annuity that pays a guaranteed rate, kind of like a certificate of deposit. And then there's variable annuities that let you invest in the market. So you have a little bit, you know, more risk and growth potential, but often they provide a floor. So you give up some of the upside of the investments in exchange for downside protection. So they won't let you lose money in those. And then there's immediate annuities where you give them a lump sum of money and they start paying you a monthly income stream for life right away. And then there's deferred annuities, which are usually grow tax deferred until you take the income later. And people tend to use them because in retirement, they're trying to create predictable income that they can't outlive. But, you know, the downside, and everything comes with trade-offs, is they have fees. They can be costly. They're complex. So there's a lot of fine print, and not all of them are created equal. So you got to understand what you're getting. And there are surrender charges, meaning you typically for those 6 to 8 years after you go into one, you know, you might be limited to taking out 10% a year without penalties. And so if you needed to get to larger chunks of the money, it can be costly inside an annuity product. But people use them because they like the ability to get, you know, an above inflation rate of return with safety because there's downside protection. And then you could convert it to an income stream if you needed that at some point.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I appreciate it. I do have a financial advisor that I've been working with. And
okay.
I've just got to sit down with him. I was thinking maybe just stuff it in a savings account until I can get everything ironed out. But
I don't think that's a bad idea because, you know, you're making 4%. You should be able to get 4% on that, you know, and that's $8,000 over the next year while you're waiting. So I think that's a good idea, Garth. Well, listen, hopefully this gave you a few things to think about. Thanks for calling today, sir. Lord bless you. Let's go to Antonio in Texas. Antonio, how can I help you?
Hey, Rob, God bless you, sir. I certainly appreciate you. And
thank you.
I hope all of our listeners listen to you. Really appreciate your show. Thank you
yes,
so
sir.
Much.
Thank you very much. That's but very I have, kind.
I have two questions, sir. One is I'm getting ready to purchase a zero-turn lawnmower, and the price is right around $7,000. I want to know what is the best way to do that. Should I use a credit card?
Yeah. Well, do you have the cash available?
I do.
Okay. And so why would you not just pay for it with cash? Are you looking to get maybe some reward points or something?
I do get award points. So, yeah, but I want to do the smartest thing.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't want you to pay any interest on it. If you're looking for reward points and you're going to put it on the credit card and then pay it right off, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea. You do want to check and see, depending on, are you buying this privately or from a lawnmower company?
Lawnmower company.
Okay. Yeah. So you do want to check and see. Often if you pay with a credit card, they're going to charge you more. So there might be a 2 or 3% surcharge on there. And if that's the case, I'd say just give them the cash and write them a check and be done with it. If there is no additional charge and you've got the money and you've got the availability on your credit limit, and you want to get those reward points for that $7,000 purchase, then sure, put it on the credit card. That makes it pretty simple. And then you could turn around and send that payment into the credit cards almost the same day. And, you know, or you could wait till it hits the card and the next day and then pay it electronically on their website. But I think in either case, we want to pay for this in full right away. The only question is, if there is no surcharge, do you want to put it on the card, get the points, and then pay it off? I don't have any problem with that.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. My second question is, I have about right around about $20,000 sitting in the USAA account, and I'm not getting anything for it. I'm not getting any interest. You know how the banks are these days. But I want to the reason I use it is because it's easy access to the money. So what's a better way of doing that?
Yeah. How important is it for you to have a brick and mortar branch to walk into? Is that critical?
I don't have one of those. I mean, I do everything through the my phone.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, our banking partner here at FaithFi is Christian Community Credit Union. We love those folks. And you can be assured that everything you're doing, you have a banking partner that's aligned with your values as a Christ follower. If you're comfortable going to the web, I'd go to faithfi.com/banking. That's faithfi.com/banking. And not only do they have great rates on their savings and a great website and app, but for FaithFi listeners, they're giving up to a $400 bonus. Just use the keyword FaithFi. So that would be a great option. More and more of our listeners are wanting to be with a banking partner that shares their values, especially with what's going on culturally. So again, that's faithfi.com/banking. If you want just to find who has the very best rate today across all the online banks in the country, I'd go to bankrate.com and click high yield savings, and they'll give you a list as of today of who has the highest rates. Antonio, thanks for your call. Thanks for your kind remarks about the program, sir. You've been a blessing. Well, big thanks to my team today. Hey, don't forget, folks, still an opportunity to help us close the gap and reach these additional 207 young girls and vulnerable young women in Lebanon. Go to faithfi.com/Lebanon to learn more. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.